Businesswoman Kim Simak of Eagle River organized the recall drive against Holprin as leader of the Northwoods Patriots Tea Party group.
My background is a Tea Party organizer. I mean, I'm basically a person that loves this country, knows I've been very blessed to be able to live here, to raise my children here. Being an independent person would be an advantage.
Simak has never held an elected political office, unlike her primary opponent, Bob Lusso of Tomahawk, the chairman of the Lincoln County Board.
I've been a professional pilot for 50 years. I've owned and operated small businesses, and I've been an elected county board member. Those three items alone, I think, sets me apart.
Lusso says as county board chairman, he has the skills to bridge the political divide in Madison.
I am adamantly opposed to the partisanship that is being showed by both parties. I would give an F to both parties. They have to talk to one another, and they're not doing it.
Simak is running on a Tea Party platform of cutting taxes and regulations.
The loss of our jobs up here, taxes, the ever-increasing rules, regulations. I mean, it's just getting so difficult up here. I don't think life should be this difficult for the people of the Northwoods.
Kim Simak and Bob Lusso agree on one thing, recalling Jim Holprin.
Jim Holprin possibly has been there for too long. He's not thinking independently anymore.
He was elected to do a job, and you cannot do the job from Illinois. He left for 3 weeks.
The winner of the Republican primary faces Democrat Holprin in the August 16th recall election. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.